Chapter 4. James Henry Trotter stood there, clutching the bag and staring at the old man.
"And now," the old man said, "all you've got to do is this. Take a large jug of water and pour the little green things into it. Then, very slowly, one by one, add 10 hairs from your own head. That sets them off. It gets them going. In a couple of minutes, the water will begin to froth and bubble furiously. And as soon as that happens, you must quickly drink it all down, the whole jugful, in one gulp. And then, my dear, you will feel it churning and boiling in your stomach. The steam will start coming out of your mouth, and immediately after that, marvellous things will start happening to you. Fabulous, unbelievable things. And you will never be miserable again in your life. Because you are miserable, aren't you? You needn't tell me. I know all about it. Now, off you go and do exactly as I say. And don't whisper a word of this to those horrible ants of yours. Not a word. And don't let those green things in there get away from you either. Because if they do escape, they will be working their magic upon someone else instead of upon you. And that isn't what you want at all, is it, my dear? Whoever they meet first, be it bug, insect, animal or tree, that will be the one who gets the full power of their magic. So hold the bag tight, don't tear the paper. Off you go, hurry up, don't wait. Now's the time, hurry!" And with that, the old man turned away and disappeared into the bushes.